The county staff worked late on Wednesday and sent off an application for a $50,000 federal grant to study pipeline ordinances. Claudia McMullen said it's a good idea given the proposal from Tesoro that would run a pipe through eastern Summit County.
We just want to make sure, given that the Tesoro pipeline issue is, you know, in our backyard right now, that we have the best pipeline ordinances, state-of-the-art, you know, up-to-the-date best practices pipeline ordinance to protect the community and the environment.
She said that vehicle accidents on I-80 in Parley's Canyon are not rare.
That was the fourth accident in Parley's in a year. So, I mean, these are critical issues, and the tanker issue is not going away. It's just going to get worse.
So that really kind of, I mean, gives support, I think, for building a pipeline, no?
I think that there are pros and cons for sure. But I don't think it's been, you know, as far as the pipeline issues going, I am not comfortable that it's been studied sufficiently for me to make a decision, you know, for me to have even a very well thought through, informed opinion.
She said there's still time to pass a beefed up pipeline ordinance and put it into effect, even though Tesoro's proposal has been presented.
Because it is so early in the process, like I said, they're at the place where they're just determining the route. And then once they determine the preferred route, then they start the NEPA process. And that process takes some time. There's been no filing of anything that would trigger the application of our current ordinance. So we have time to amend our ordinance.
All right. And you're looking to beef it up, just what, to keep it further away from waterways and what else?
I think we're just going to look into what we can do, what we should do, what is being done in other places. I don't think we have those answers yet, but certainly we do want to protect our waterways to the greatest extent that we can.
Finally, she had this advice for owners who might find Tesoro was planning to run the pipe through their pasture or backyard.
It's really soon in the process. They haven't even determined what the preferred route is going to be. If they are in a situation where Tesoro wants to negotiate, or any, you know, company wants to negotiate an easement for a pipeline, I would tell them to get representation, frankly, and get the best deal they can.
County Council Member Claudia McMullen. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.